Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who will explain the meaning of a toot.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
How much, you can find around better than listening to the Beatles get you started. And here comes the sun. Here, there's someplace around the world at the moment. The sun's coming up and you can see it. And the moon's not in the way, so it's even better. Hooray!
Hooray!
That's a beautiful thing. Beauty, speaking of beauty, it's in the eyes of the beholder. And it can apply to different things, not just the way you look, but the way you sound, the way you act. There are a lot of beautiful people around who aren't great to look at, but they, you know, that's not the only measure of what beauty is all about. Check it out. There's a website called The Beholder that you can go to look at, and you'll, I think, get a lot. It influences me once in a while, and it's a good place to go if you want to lift your spirits, and that's kind of what this program is supposed to do most of the time. I hope it accomplishes that. It's called the Good Day Program. Jay Kirshner is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. She's in Cleveland. I'm on my farm outside of Boston. James Collins is in the control room of our master control studio down in Dallas. And so we get into almost a daily routine now, talking about some lottery winner someplace. It always gets people thinking, oh, this is great. There are always good lottery stories. And here's the story of a man from Maryland who seems to enjoy playing the lottery. He managed to purchase not one, but two winning tickets for the same drawing. And he says it happened by accident. This guy doesn't want everybody to know who he is, and I don't blame him. He won $1 million on each of the two tickets that he purchased. Oh, my God, what sign is this guy born
the
under,
same
right?
Numbers.
Buys two tickets, and he gets two wins. God love him. He says he doesn't typically play games like Powerball or Mega Millions unless the jackpot is over $1 billion. So when the jackpot went to $1 billion, he tried his luck. Opted to buy a few tickets from a 7-Eleven store. He used pre-select numbers. That's what happens, right? You just, that's what I do when I buy them. I just feel like if I'm in a store somewhere, I see the number. Okay, I'll buy a couple of tickets. So anyway, he used the replay feature, which allows players to scan an old ticket to get a new one with the same numbers, which is something that some folks say is the way to win. You play the same number over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And sooner or later, I suppose the odds are better that it'll hit. And so that's what he did. God love this guy, right? He missed the big one by just one number. He called his wife to share the big news. And then he went home and they had a big... he said they had a mom. When they realized what they had, they started to cry.
That's life-changing. Yeah, that's enough money to use something to do something with. To help pay off debts, do any of that. But also enough that you can have some left over to invest.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so here's another element. A lady won $1 million. She bought a lottery ticket, she said, by mistake. Dateline, Virginia, rural Virginia. Well, she lives outside of Roanoke, Virginia. She says, that's the best mistake of my life. This lady's name is Miriam Long. She said she went to a local CVS to purchase a ticket for Mega Millions, which at the time had a $900 million jackpot. While using the machine to purchase a Mega Millions ticket, she accidentally pressed the button for a Powerball ticket, I guess, instead of it or in addition to it.
Yeah.
And luckily for her, the Powerball ticket She mistakenly purchased matched the first five winning numbers in the drawing. $656 million jackpot for the big winner, but five matching numbers, nothing to sneeze at. She won $1 million. She said her heart was pounding. It's overwhelming. Of course it is. It's $1 million is $1 million. She was one of $5 million winners across the country for that particular drawing. So anyway, God love her and the other guy with his wife.
Yeah, good for them.
Just a neat, sweet story. Now, speaking of money for a minute, let's talk. We're approaching tax time, right? All the money's got to be in by the 15th, which is, what, next Monday?
Less than a week.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. So have you done your taxes? I've talked to any number of people that I know who are small business folks, and they're preparing the tax return, couples, individuals. You have until next Monday to make sure the money that you owe for last year is in federal coffers. You do not have to have your tax return finished. A lot of people think that they are both mandated for April 15th. Mm-hmm. That is not the case, but it's probably a good idea, because if you're a procrastinator and you put it off and you wait until it's October the 11th.
Yeah, October 15th.
Yeah, right. I better
October
get this ready
be
for next
we
week.
Know it.
Yeah, right. Oh, boo, don't say that. So anyway, somebody asked a question. I was listening to a show, I think Bloomberg, when I'm in my car and I don't have Sirius, I'm listening around. I do listen to some of the music stations, but then I'll listen also to Bloomberg, which I think is very helpful. It's well done. The information is good and solid. So there was a discussion of whether or not this person could claim her parents as dependents. So this is something you think about your children as dependents, but do you ever think about your parents as dependents?
Especially if apparently, you're a caretaker or they live with you. Becoming more and more of a thing.
Right. So we're into the sandwich generation conversation. You don't claim your children, but you claim your parents because they're living with you, one or both of them. And so apparently the trend is because seniors can't afford to live on their own anymore and they're living with their children's help. This is, of course, the inflation that's happened the last few years and all of the other things, COVID, people needing to be together. So there's a poll that suggests almost half of Americans will claim their parents in one way or another during the tax season as some sort of dependent. And I think that's it's startling, actually, when you look at it. Americans age 25 or older with a living parent claiming their parents on their taxes this year. That is really surprising. But poverty among older people, 65, 70 years of age, people who have retired either too soon, a lot of people have to keep working. In a sense, I want to keep working, but I kind of have to because there's a lot of responsibilities that I have that continue. Doesn't make any difference what my age is. It's still supporting a lot of things like the farm, and there's just a number of things that require me to continue to keep producing, but it's good for me. I like it, so I don't feel like it's a burden at all. And many of you may feel the same way. I had this conversation with somebody the other day in Florida about retiring, and actually Ken Cronus and I, when I visited with him on Monday, were talking about it because he's not quite as old as I am, but he's practicing medicine, and he looked at me and we were talking about it, and he knows that I'm not going to retire. And we've had this conversation a couple of times about him and what the requirements are for him to keep up the schedule that he does, because his staff is happy to tell me that there are many days when they're in the office until 10 o'clock. One of the ladies was there until midnight last week working with him on computer stuff because he wants to take care of everybody. So, back to the cost of giving care. Apparently, this past year, Americans spent $470 billion, according to estimates, to take care of loved ones. That is, people who are older, preparing meals, paying bills, medications, nursing tasks, all that sort of thing. And I don't think we've thought about it. Apparently, the average caregiver spent almost $7,000 in out-of-pocket expenses to help their parents. And so this stuff becomes tax-deductible. And that's the point. If you're helping your parents, there is a way to now deduct. I don't know that there's a special column. I haven't looked at it. My tax return is done by somebody who knows what they're doing. I've never been good at this stuff. I understand the system. I understand how it works. I understand reporting income and deductions and all that stuff. But there are different things that make what you spend eligible. And so apparently you can't claim as a dependent if your parents have enough money to pay taxes. It's only if they don't have enough money. Apparently your parents' gross income cannot be more than $5,000, it looks like. And there are a lot of people who, you know, through retirement and other things, they don't have that money. Plenty of people like that. It's hard to imagine, but that's the way it is. So your financial support has to exceed your parents' income by at least a dollar during the tax year. That's how you figure this out. So you can use calculations. I'm sure that you go to H&R, Johnny Carson used to call him H&R Goniff, H&R Block, or what's the other one? Hewitt, Jackson Hewitt, big tax folks. But there are plenty of good. I just have my accountant do it. The person that you use if you're in business, you probably have an accountant that works on your books, and that's the best way to have your taxes repaired. Good, Doug. Prepared. Although I think sometimes they do have to be. They do have to be repaired. Some of the numbers are ooh-wee. I don't know. I just think sometimes people are just dumb about their taxes. People are afraid. They are. People are afraid of the IRS, so they do things that they don't have to do legally. That's why it may be worth it to spend a few bucks with somebody who really knows what they're doing, a tax preparer that can keep you from overpaying. Because why would you want to overpay? It's not patriotic.
Who wants
to
that?
Waste. Yeah, right. That's not your patriotic duty to overpay your taxes by any stretch of the imagination. 18 after the hour here on Good Day. Time for us to visit as we get into the spring season. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. All right, so Elizabeth, the reason for going to Calitrin in and of itself, a company doesn't succeed for 27 years if it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, we've been able to help customers lose weight safely since 1997. So for 27 years, we've got a product that it's been proven safe, it's proven effective. It's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days, and you get a team of support, too. So we're here to do everything we can to help you see the results with this product.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Yes, discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So the more you need, the more you're going to save. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer. And again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour now. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. We're together every week talking about talk, as it were. Some of the big stories. During this course of most hours of my programming, we deal with social media issues, things that are happening that are either shaped by things going on social media. The numbers came out this week, Michael, as to how much these guys, these four fellas, the owners of Google, the owner of Facebook and Meta, and Mr. Musk, how much money they are worth, the Forbes list of the big billionaires and how much money they have. And, you know, these guys are in the top list, the top 10 of the people who have the most money. And you think about it and what does this small corner of society, what control does it have on what we know, what we see, what we hear, and what we do?
I've been complaining about that to you here on this platform for years, haven't I?
Yeah.
Haven't I complained about that?
Yep, yep.
You know, and I'm all for free speech, and I'm all for capitalism, free enterprise, and people making money for their hard work. But when it reaches a certain point that you have so much power over other people's free speech and the forming of opinion and the venues by which people can communicate in terms of mass media, then you have to look at it with a different eye. And the fact that someone like Elon Musk could simply write out a check that doesn't, you know, no skin off his teeth and take over Twitter, one of the major venues of communication. You can call it social media. You can call it whatever you want. It's mass media. It's very, very important and powerful. And we have to wonder, you know, about is the system working? Are the most people being served? You know, that sounds like socialism. It's not. But what it is keeping an eye on the extremes of capitalism. Any system without some type of balance, I don't want to use the word regulation, balance, is not a good system. Any system can go awry, and we're seeing that in the power that a handful of people have in terms of the communications process in America.
and how quickly their value, if you will, in their product, what they have invested and what they have in terms of ownership of stock, from, you know, $1 billion to $10 billion to $50 billion to $190 billion to $200 billion. You know, it just seems like there's no end to it, and it annoys some people. I think some people are annoyed for the right reason, some people are annoyed for the wrong reason. The people who say, well, I want some of that, I deserve some of that. No, you don't, unless you had a hand in making it successful, or you had a hand in making something else successful, or you created something on your own that was successful. You don't have a right to any of it. It's not yours.
So you know.
Have that argument.
And then, of course, we have unions to protect the individuals that did build it brick by brick, whatever
with them.
It is,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. And don't have any protection, become victims of the very people they've helped support. And that's why the labor movement has some validity, or has had some validity along the historic way. Just got to know history, you know?
As you say that, what comes to mind is how artificial intelligence is reshaping our business, the news business in general, how many people are being put out of work because they're using these new, these big companies like iHeart and the rest of them that are saying to the people that are running their newsrooms, get artificial intelligence involved so we don't have to have as many people working in the newsroom. Where's that going to go?
The news isn't going to be as good.
No. All right, we'll continue this conversation, matter of moments, 28 after the hour here on The Countdown. Is there anybody out there who doesn't know about MyPillow? If you're a MyPillow fan, or if you've never had the experience of MyPillow products, well, now is the time to save hundreds of dollars on hundreds of products. Some of the things in the catalog you may not even know about. So here they have a $25 extravaganza on everything that is in the catalog at MyPillow.com. A couple of multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack of towels, $25. Four-pack of dish towels, $25. This is the first time they've ever done this. Premium MyPillows with the new Giza fabric on them. Any size, any level. Even the king-size ones are $25. Everything is on sale. This amazing offer won't last long. Check it out at MyPillow.com and use the discount code DS. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. There are a lot of other benefits that go with it because of the ingredients. Just go through the ingredients with us.
So the number one ingredient is collagen protein. We've got several different types of collagen protein in our Calitrin, but it works to rebuild lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism. And that's how it works over time. It's also good for the joint pain. And when you're taking it at bedtime, like we do recommend, it also helps break down into glycine, which helps you sleep more soundly also. Now, we've also added the patented ingredient called prohydrolase, which is digestive enzymes that help your body break down that collagen protein to where you can utilize it to the maximum potential.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so the more you need, the more you're going to save.
Check it all out at Top Lock.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Thanks in part to conflict involving Israel and the Middle East, gas prices continue their upward trend. USA's John Schaefer.
AAA is reporting a roughly 20-cent increase per gallon of regular gas over the past month, the national average now standing at $3.63 a gallon. Experts attribute this rise to refinery maintenance and escalating tensions in the Middle East. They do anticipate further increases in gas prices as peak driving season approaches.
Roku has disclosed yet another security breach. On Friday, the company revealed about 576,000 accounts had been compromised. This revelation came to light while Roku was in the process of notifying customers about a prior breach that impacted roughly 15,000 accounts earlier in the year. Roku assured that sensitive data did remain inaccessible. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Good day,
dear.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who wants to put everyone back in the fold.
I run the office, tend the cabins, grounds, do little errands for my mother. The ones she allows, I might be capable of doing.
Don't you go out with friends?
A boy's best friend's his mother.
That was a home run for Jay.
It's when you don't know the context.
Right. Yeah, no, that's the problem with sometimes. I like having the things. You can hear that and you get the context of it. People who have seen The Exorcist can get it. And so it's thought-provoking. And, you know, in order for me to get it, I would have had to have listened to a whole bunch of. And I don't even know then whether I would have gotten it or not, because I've never seen The Exorcist and have no desire to have seen The Exorcist. But you've seen it. This is probably something you have on, remote? Let's play a little of this every night for Jay. She loves this stuff. Anyway, so tell us a little about that scene, if you
Psycho.
Will.
Psycho. Yes, it's the remake of Psycho from the 90s. Vince Vaughn, Anne Heche, and she checked into his motel. And he's talking about that his, you know, a boy's best friend is his mother, which seems so sweet, but it ultimately ends up being creepy. Because, spoiler alert, the mother was dead and he was keeping her body and also kind of, like, dressing up as her and pretending to be and having conversations.
See, Vince Vaughn, I'm not a fan of his, never have been, but I can see him playing a creepy role like that. And actually Anne Heche as well, because she was capable of, you know, kind of playing those.
Oh, she was the victim.
But she's played some pretty tough roles in her life. Like
what was
past
the one with Harrison Ford, 6 days, 7 nights?
That was cute.
The two of them in that film.
That was cute. It was on an island, an airplane, or whatever it was. But yeah, it was a very cute movie. All right, here we are, folks, living on planet Earth. Wild and crazy time. The jubilation that we hopefully can find here, there, and everywhere. And I found another, I guess, yeah, you would call this a jubilation. The Navy and the Coast Guard have rescued three mariners who were stranded on a tiny Pacific Ocean. This is like a scene from Castaway, right? They were there for a week, and they were, the Coast Guard saw, somebody saw, I don't think it was the Coast Guard, somebody flying over this little island saw in huge letters in the sand, "Help." So the Coast Guard and the Navy investigated, and they found that there were three men who had been planning to fish in the waters around this little island part of Micronesia. Their 20-foot boat was caught by swells, and swells sunk the boat. They swam to shore, and this island doesn't have anybody on it. There's no radio, obviously, no cell phone, none of that stuff. So the only way that they could get attention, this island is only 31 acres. So a good rainstorm washed the thing away. They spelled out "help" on the beach, and the Coast Guard, somebody saw it, and they reported to the Coast Guard, and the Coast Guard went and picked them up. This is in an area that you don't want to be stuck in the middle of the Pacific, South Pacific Ocean, on the bottom end of the equator. You see a picture of this island, and you wonder, what in the world ever possessed them to want to go out there and go fishing in the first place, right? This has been going on. The saga's been going on for 4 or 5 days because their relatives called into Guam, which is a U.S. territory, and they said they hadn't heard from these men for a while. And the island is quite a way. It's 100 or a couple hundred miles away from Guam. Again, difficult for me to understand why in the world you'd go to a place like this to go fishing. I mean, you can't go find any fish off the coast of Guam. It's a part of the Federated States of Micronesia, which is near the Philippines, it's kind of halfway between the Philippines and Guam, and Hawaii, which is where Guam is. There's 600 of these little islands all across the ocean, 2.5 million square miles of ocean, and these are islands, and people are silly enough to go out there and, you know, okay, let's go swimming. Or let's go fishing and do something like that.
Especially if they're kind of like locals-ish, you know, if the surrounding areas, they probably, you know, you wouldn't think twice. You just, all right, let's go. This is essentially part of our backyard.
I think I'd think twice. Don't think twice. It's all right. All right, so I want to talk about obsessions here. We seem to have, and what makes me think about this is my sister invited me to her house for dinner last night. And they had gone up to Burlington. One of their daughters lives in Burlington. So they went up there to watch the eclipse. And what they were, this normally from where we are here in Framingham up to Burlington, on the outside, maybe a 3-hour ride on a bad day. So when the eclipse is all over, Devin, who is Nancy's daughter, said, "Hey, Mom, I think you ought to go home." They had spent the weekend there, so they'd visited. And so as soon as it was over, Nancy and her husband, Bruce, got in the car and started to drive back. And the first sign of trouble was pretty much when they got out of the driveway and went down to the main road in the town south of Burlington where Devin lives. They couldn't get out because there was so much traffic that was heading south out of town. Everybody had the same idea. Okay, well, let's not wait for the rest of the traffic. Let's get out of here now. So the long and short of it, a three-hour ride turned into an eight-and-a-half-hour ride for them to get out of where all these people had gone to see the eclipse. And then I started looking around this morning earlier when I was doing my prep time, and I've seen stories on top of stories on top of stories of where this happened, all the way from where James is down in Dallas, the swath that it cut, the path it cut across the country, and what people, what businesses made hay out of this, and what people, they stopped work, they didn't go to work for the day, they drove hundreds of miles to see this thing. It's a phenom. And so I'm thinking to myself, this is, okay, it's cool, but is it way over the top? Did it become an obsession with us, like other things that we are becoming obsessed with? The earthquake, for example, the obsession over the earthquake here in the Northeast. Most, you know, the news media made this big deal out of it. Most people didn't feel a thing. Or if they did feel it, it was just like going through a pothole or something. And yet, we were in social media as well. Look at this, and you know, how can you see? You can't see an earthquake. You can feel an earthquake, and you can see the aftermath of an earthquake, but you can't see it. And so all these people, you know, nobody died during the earthquake here in the Northeast.
Yes.
It caused very little damage. It was hardly worth wall-to-wall coverage, but people in Pennsylvania and New York and New Jersey saw nothing but this thing all day long, and it was not a big deal.
People I talked to definitely felt it. They didn't feel like it was not a big deal. They said that was like the longest 3 to 4 seconds of their life, that they felt it at first. They didn't realize what was going on. They thought that a truck hit the building. But then when
where were these people?
That shaking
where
kept going. Someone I talked to in New Jersey, someone I talked to in the city.
Yeah. Well, I have not talked to, I know, I'm not saying that you're not right, because I'm sure you are, but, you know, in the let's say in the overall scheme of things, was it worth a one, you know, a whole day wall-to-wall coverage? Was the eclipse worth all the attention that was paid to it when everything else seemed to stop? It was cool. It was exhilarating. It was inspiring. But all of the, everybody went bananas over this stuff. It looks, I think the conclusion that I'm coming to here is that we are looking for something to hang on to that isn't the same old. You know what I'm saying?
And to each their own. People get excited about different things.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Yeah, one person can be super excited about something that another person finds like completely mundane. That's totally okay. And neither person is wrong. Neither person should be shamed for how they feel. Both people, there's
not,
enough space.
This is not about shaming.
Get excited. Right, yeah, I'm not talking about not, you. There's enough space that people can be excited or feel no thrill at all about the same situation. There's enough space to hold for all of those feelings.
Yeah, well, it is about that. I'm giving you my feelings, you're giving us your feelings. That's what this is about. It's appropriate to have this. I just think we're overdoing it. It's like the weather coverage. You know, there's now a new network. CBS is going to compete with the Weather Channel and AccuWeather because they think that they're... there's room for another weather channel. Is there? How much time does it take? I mean, I look at the, I look at the Weather Channel when I'm traveling because I want to know what the weather is. But I got an app on my phone. I can look at it for 30, 40 seconds and know what's going on in Los Angeles and here in Framingham and in between. So is it something, are you that, is there something about your psyche that finds it cool to watch the Weather Channel? Maybe it's like watching the Fox News Channel. I can't even begin to imagine why people would watch that stuff all day, every day, but some people have it on, right? MSNBC. And why in the world would you watch that stuff? There's nothing in it except most of the time bitterness and sadness and anger and yay, yay, yay. All right, let's do some fam. I feel better now having expressed myself. Thank you very much.
Therapeutic. Vent it out.
Yes. All right, here's some family news. Here's the story of a mother whose son was saved by some sorority sisters. The two boys, this is the story of a mother and her two boys that were sinking in a car. And it happened that some sorority sisters from the University of Georgia were going by where this accident took place. They were on their route from Athens to Atlanta, it looks like. They had a girls' weekend, and they came across this accident.
They saw it happen. Had they not seen it happen,
they wouldn't have
seen the car. Yeah, they wouldn't
right.
have. Nobody probably would have even noticed the car
already after the aftermath. But because they saw the accident happen, they knew to immediately go help.
Yep, and that's what they did. So they got the 8-year-old and the 4-year-old out of the car. And I guess the mother, they were not, any of them, it looks like they were all unconscious, right? When they got them out, they did CPR because they knew it. They'd
been trained
in CPR.
Yeah, the 4-year-old was unconscious. They were able to get the mom out of the car, the 8-year-old out of the car, but the 4-year-old was more so trapped and submerged underwater for several minutes before they could get him out. And when the 4-year-old finally came out, fully unconscious, and the sorority sisters were able to save him. One of them was a lifeguard in high school. They knew CPR, was able to direct the other sisters of what to do. Yeah, it was fantastic.
That's
right people at the right time.
Yep. And that's an example of the right thing happening for the right reason at the right time. And who's responsible for that? Is there a God? Is there a universal force? Yeah, there is. And this is a great example of it, so thank you. 48 FDR here on Good Day.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I got to change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
Get in zone.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
Get in zone.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chucker, what does the T stand for in James T. Kirk?
Is it Tiberius, something like that?
Yes, it is. Good going. Yes, it is, as a matter of fact. James Tiberius Kirk. Nobody plays it like Shatner, no matter who else they put into that position, whether it's the ball guy or Chris Pine, Patrick Stewart, they don't have it. They don't have it.
Well, Patrick Stewart is pretty good, though. It's just different.
But he's not.
It's just different.
Yeah, it's different, right. Yep.
And I like Chris Pine, but you're right. I mean, the original, there's something so connectable and likable about William Shatner.
Is Captain Kirk. It's like John Wayne is Rooster Cogburn, you know. You can have anybody you want try to play the part like they did in the remake of True Grit, but it's not the same. It was nowhere near.
But I got to tell you, the one era that they made in that canon of Star Trek, when they killed off William Shatner's Captain Kirk in the Generations movie, Malcolm McDowell played the villain, and I interviewed Malcolm McDowell. I thought he was a great guy, and he told me that they offered him that villain role in that film twice. And they didn't want to pay him much money. And he said, why shouldn't they pay me? I'm worth it. And they wound up coming back to him. But here's the deal. I mean, that death scene wasn't really that good. Like, it wasn't... I wouldn't have killed Captain Kirk off anyway. That was a mistake. He's too good to kill off. Yeah. You don't kill him.
It's like killing off Harrison Ford, Han Solo. That was a dumb thing to do. It was dumb.
Had power, but yeah, I mean, retrospect.
Dumb.
All
right, John
Cena. The reason we play that is because yeah, Paramount Pictures announced at CinemaCon yesterday, which is a big convention for theater owners. They launch a lot of movie news and show a lot of footage, that they're going to do a Star Trek origin film, which will be separate from Star Trek IV with Chris Pine, which will be released in 2000. in 25. So it appears Paramount's back on the bike with Star Trek movies. You like
so
that
who
idea?
Would be? Well, yeah, I like Star Trek. I like the story. I think Chris Pine has done a good job, frankly.
I do too.
So this who do they put in that movie one. Though? So, but good who's question. Likely? Who would be somebody that has credibility that plays?
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think it would be better with a named actor or unknown?
Well, you know how they're doing now. A lot of these TV shows are bringing people in, like Jason Bublé for Bublé or whatever his name is. That's in Chicago Police. Really, mm-hmm. He was an actor that had been around for a long time, playing roles, not major roles, but they plucked him and they put him into this role, which he was perfect for, and he has blossomed. And so have a lot of the other people that were unknown actors and actresses that did local stuff, and they bring him in. And that's what they've done with, like, all the Law and Order franchise, the FBI franchise. You see this happening in movies as well. Sometimes you need a lead. You need somebody to
magnet. You got to get the break. Everybody needs the one break.
Yeah.
To cultivate a correct.
But you
got to
have one star. So in this circumstance, if you don't have somebody, even though it's Star Trek, if you don't have somebody that everybody knows playing that role, you're going to be out in left field, I think.
It's more of a gamble. I agree. I'll give you an example of a star on the rise. Glenn Powell, right, who is in Top Gun Maverick, and he starred in Anything But You with Sidney Powell, announced yesterday at this Comic-Con convention he will be the lead, the star, in a Running Man remake over at Paramount Pictures. That's based on a short Stephen King novel. The novel was very, very different than the movie with Arnold. I like the movie with Arnold a lot, but Glenn Powell, who will be also in Twisters this summer, the
remake
sequel to Twister, things are really going good for him.
Yeah, good. He seems like a likable guy.
He's a likable guy. He's a good-looking guy, for sure.
Of that, John Cena says he and his wife are private to protect her safety. In other words, he doesn't let her out much. His wife's name is Shay. He goes on appearances, doesn't take her with him because he doesn't like the attention that some women give him, and I think a lot of people do. She's an Iranian, an engineer, somebody who... Mm-hmm. He said, I made a promise to her on the altar. I will never put you, or I'll do my best to not put you in harm's way. So
you like that?
That was kind of, I think that's, I like
okay.
it. What's going on
I gotta
this weekend?
I got to tell you, I did notice one thing, because I watched WrestleMania on Peacock at my store.
Yeah.
John Cena made an appearance at the end in the big match with The Rock, right? And John Cena had his hairline was receding pretty dramatically, and he was very white. He needed to tan, like he was super white. He's getting a little older, but I like him. I think he's actually very funny on film. Very, very funny.
He's a likable guy. He's not Arnold, but he's not The Rock, but he is likable. All right, Chuck, I'll talk to you Monday here on Good Day. It's now 59 past the hour. Happy weekend, everyone.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.